You're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
My Andubla Oblongata is all sucked up.
You're what?
You're what? Well,
my Andubla. This- my Andubla. Oh my god. I said it correctly.
Say it.
Kareem Abdul.
If I say it fast, I can say it.
Okay.
Abdullah Abu Gaba. Aduba Abogada. Am I not Aduba? Abdullah Ablam.
Good try. You're almost there. You're so close.
All right. What player am I not saying right?
All of it. Finger poison.
Abdullah Ablam. Fuck you. I can't say I'm good on
that. Uh-oh. What was that word?
I don't know. What is it?
Medulla oblongata.
It's medulla?
Yeah.
It begins with an M? What?
Ding.
Oh my god, this is so different than what I thought it was going to be.
You stupid fucking cunt.
I sound like an idiot.
Jersey Bird. All day, every day. Woo!
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the last show of 2015 of the Jersey Jerk Show.
Yay!
Yay! On Riotcast.com. Don't forget to do a whole bunch of stuff. actually, email us at Jersey Jerk.
Somebody's still stupid.
Riotcast.com.
You make me start with you. You just egg me on to do it.
Hey, Chris, merry fucking idiot.
You know, you're a stupid fucking idiot.
You can also Skype in the Skype room.
The name is Skype room.
In the Skype room.
We have a Skype room now.
It's right next to the champagne room.
I'm going to the champagne room. Fuck you guys.
Chris is out.
And
what else, miss?
We're on Twitter.
Okay, where else?
Facebook.
Insta. We're there.
Insta?
I'm bringing up bullshit.
I'm on
check Snapchat. Us out on Twitter and Facebook. We're there.
And that is all.
That's it.
That's it. That's all we got. That's all she wrote. No? Yes? Maybe.
Jesus, man.
Oh, that's a great interview.
You are fucking. You might as well just been yelling and fucking making weird noises that whole time.
And like Hebrew?
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Do you want me to do it again?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Everybody, welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com. Please Skype in. Our Skype name is Jersey Jerks. You can also email us at jerseyjerks@riotcast.com. Don't forget to find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And that's it. Welcome
Your voice
to the show.
Is out of control.
It's a little gravelly.
Little?
And a little mucusy.
A little manly.
And manly. And cigarette-y, smoky.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I have a cold.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I thought it was just your herpes.
And herpes of the news?
You fucking retard.
If anybody could get it, I bet it's you.
You know what? I really wouldn't be surprised at this point. Anything
That's her
happened.
Third input. She won't give up the answers. You give up the nose.
Yeah.
She snorts semen.
Oh my god.
That.
That's nasty.
I mean, she'll snort anything white.
Oh my god. Jesus. That sounds horrible. So anyway,
Missy,
what?
So
I went to the doctor's.
And is it fetal juice?
It's not fetal juice. I'm not dying. Everything is good.
No cancer.
No cancer.
That's good.
That's good.
I'm glad to hear that.
But I was pregnant.
Wow. I actually would have rather heard cancer.
I have cancer.
Wow. Yeah. It was sad, actually. Are you trying to make me cry? You fucking asshole. I pre-warned. Fucking, before the show, I
all right, I'll stop.
You make me sick,
fucking baby.
And I said, I'll talk about it, but if I cry, don't make it awkward or anything.
It's not gonna be.
Jesus Christ. But anyway, I'm not pregnant anymore. I was having a complicated pregnancy.
Okay.
And it miscarried. So wow. It's gone now.
Sorry to hear that.
Little Lucius, rest in peace. Oh my God, I hate you.
If you don't cry, I'm going to.
Jesus Christ.
Oh my God.
I can't even handle you guys. Jesus.
It's good therapy.
It is good therapy.
For who? You or us?
For everybody. Let's just use each
Holy
other.
Holy shit.
Yeah, so I'm not.
I'm
dying.
Crying.
I'm gonna throw the fuck up. Oh
yeah,
my God!
Died.
Jesus Christ!
And then Lucius died. But then Ozzy died.
You went to the doctors.
I went to the doctors.
Take us through the you know what exactly.
Okay, so I went to the doctors and I was sitting there with like the nurse, and she was all like, oh yeah, you're just in here for like your regular nonsense or whatever, right? And I was like, well, I'm bleeding, though. But I'm pretty sure it's my period now, but I've been bleeding. And she was like, fuck. She's like, all right.
She was like, fuck. I got to get bloody.
Like, all right. Let's have you take a pregnancy test just in case. You're probably not pregnant, but let's just do it just in case. And I was like, yeah, sure, whatever. I don't give a shit.
Was the stick shaped like a penis?
I had to pee in a cup.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's good.
Old school.
Well, that's
so I
good.
Peed in the cup.
Who held your dick when you did that?
I can hold my own dick. All right. So then they like waited for the results, and then they were like, oh, you're pregnant. But it's not healthy. It looks like you're like,
oh,
like 7 to 8 weeks pregnant. But
that is so adorable.
And I was just like, what? So like, I'm having a normal conversation with my doctor, but I'm hysterically crying.
Right.
But like maintaining my composure. So like my eyes are crying, but the rest of me is just like talking.
My eyes are crying. They have a mind of their own. That's when the light leaves.
Yeah. It's during trauma as well. So fucking, she's like, listen, chill out. Process this for a minute. And I was like, all right. She's like, let me like make sure you're okay. So she like felt around and she's like, all right, your uterus isn't bloated or swollen. All right. Your uterus isn't swollen. So, but we don't know where it is. So maybe it's stuck in one of your fallopian tubes. So that was terrifying to worry about that for the next couple of days. But then they said that it's not because the levels keep dropping. And they said that the levels would go up and down and all over the place if it was stuck in my fallopian tube.
Right.
So it's not. And then I saw it. I passed it.
There?
No, like the other day.
In the toilet.
Mm-hmm. Like a kidney stone. You just passed it.
Yeah.
You are HIV Aladdin.
Aladdin. That's what I should have named my kid, Aladdin.
Yeah, that would have been good.
But that was weird. It was like this fleshy little marble. Like, hello?
Hi.
Oh my God.
Jesus,
that's out of control.
Hi, sir.
It was not like poop. So anyway, that was that. And then, yeah, that's kind of it. I don't know. I have my last doctor's appointment on Monday. And
so just follow up and make sure everything.
Just to make, they want to make sure my levels go completely.
So if this baby
would
have went to term, it probably would have been like special, right?
Yeah. I mean, I would assume so.
Yeah, it sounds like it was a little blended.
I mean, at best, it would have been stupid.
Yeah.
Turk head.
Yeah, I mean,
it had no shot either way.
Oh, that's nice.
Would the kid commit suicide in her?
Obviously.
I'm not getting out of here. Bled out.
But, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy, right?
So,
crazy
all
shit.
That joking around that
yeah,
the week
that
before we were right on.
So it was fetal juice.
It was fetal juice.
Wow.
It was. So that was my.
I was
nice fucking pussy.
I was 99% sure she was pregnant.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why. That's why I knew if she was pregnant, she probably wasn't gonna talk about it at least right away. That's why I said, "Don't text me on Monday unless it's bad."
Oh.
Because I knew. Well, like, what she was talking about, I was like, she's definitely pregnant.
Well, I had a feeling when Chris said, because I said, what if I am pregnant? And Chris is like, well, it would be better than the alternative. And I was like, oh my God, Chris thinks I'm pregnant. I thought that immediately. Yeah. And I was like, shit. I didn't think I was pregnant. I didn't think I could get pregnant. I thought I had an iron uterus. So that's
yeah, but when you say an iron uterus, that almost insinuates that you can get pregnant.
No, like if you it's had a, if you impenetrable.
Had a, it sounds like she's an idiot.
Knowing you,
a lot of people penetrate.
Knowing you, nothing on you is not already been penetrated.
God damn it! But yeah, it died. So it was all good. I mean, I was like emotional about it.
Too many
at
people
first,
died last year.
But now I don't know. Well, now we can put Lucius in them. Yes.
Lucius.
That's what that would have been his name?
I mean, that was the joke name that I gave my...
No, his nickname would have been Lucky, but I guess not.
So, if it would have been healthy, you don't know if you would have kept it.
Like, I have not, fucking no idea, man. Right? Yeah, I'm like terrible with like...
Babies.
I'm terrible with rhetorical questions.
Right. You should get a schmushmorsman at the schmushmorsman clinic.
That would have been an option.
You know, if you think about it, it saved you a couple grand from doing that.
You know what? Like, if there was any thought that I could actually process through my brain while I was at the doctor's, mm-hmm. was the fact that I'm kind of happy that I don't have to make this decision right now.
Right.
And I felt kind of fucked up for that. But I said it to the doctor, and she was like, listen, I am totally blindsiding you. You can feel whatever the fuck you want. And I was like, all right, cool.
That's good. That's cool.
Yeah, she's a cool ass bitch. She's damn. What? I've been going to her since I was 16. It was emotional, you know?
Yeah.
So do they do, like, with your vagina, like they do with children on the wall? They mark it to see how much bigger it gets. Look at the growth in 16. We can practically fit a Beetle in here.
You're a Volkswagen.
Wow.
That's
pregnant.
Crazy.
Yeah. Was crazy, it, right?
How'd young Mike take the news?
I mean, he seemed sad about it.
Yeah, I bet he was.
Yeah.
Oh. Damn, I was hoping that kid would be black.
Nice place, nigga.
It would make sense.
Did he wink at you when he came out?
No.
No.
No, the eyeball fell out. No, I'm sorry. That was bad.
He threw up a deuces.
Yeah, he dropped the mic.
He's like, bye, Mom. One love forever.
Flushed him down the toilet.
Yo, it freaked me out. I looked at it for like 5 seconds and I was like, bye.
He's going to live in a sewer.
I'm not.
You didn't take a picture of it?
No. I was not emotionally attached.
Did it look like a baby?
No.
Well, you could put it on Christmas cards.
What was it? Was it the size of a peanut?
It was like the size of a marble.
That's it?
Mm-hmm. It was small.
Wow.
It was really
I figured
small.
It'd have a lot of room in there to grow quicker.
Shut the fuck up. It's not a goldfish.
Goldfish don't get that big.
Yeah, but they grow to the size of their tank.
What?
They will grow in proportion to the size of their tank.
Oh, okay. I still don't know what that means, but all right.
Never mind.
Damn it, I gotta get this goldfish a bigger tank. He's completely smushed up against it.
Oh my God.
So if you have like a 40-gallon tank.
Right, if you put a goldfish in a swimming pool.
Right, then it fills artists, up the whole
you'll
swimming
have the giant,
pool.
Yeah. The biggest goldfish ever.
Right.
It will die in a swimming pool.
Right. It's like the God.
It's a joke, you dumb cunt.
Godzilla Jesus. Koi.
Oh, guys, don't take it easy on me. That's so stupid.
Be nice. Shut up.
I hate you.
Holy fuck.
Yeah, but it blew my mind, man.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Man.
Yeah, dude, I was totally fucked
So now you know you can get pregnant.
Now I do know, so.
Wrap it up.
But here's the crazy part, though. You got pregnant, and this happened. I wonder why. Maybe it was all the fucking alcohol.
Yeah.
Probably.
Well, most women lose.
And you're on birth control too, right, or no?
No, I haven't been on birth control for years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, why would you do that?
Yeah, you're just asking for
I
it.
I can't.
I know, because you smoke. Smoking's okay, more yeah. important. Just keep aborting babies.
Oh, my God. I did not abort a baby. But no, not like purpose. they say that the first time a woman gets pregnant, she usually has a miscarriage.
Really? I never heard that before.
I never heard that before in my life.
Yeah.
Really?
No, it's really a thing. A lot of women have miscarriages and don't ever know.
They don't know about it, right?
Like they'll just think it's a really heavy period and it won't last like as long as.
Yeah, but you had something actually plopping, you know, like
yeah, it was like 7 to 8 weeks. Splash down. It was 7 to 8 weeks old. Yeah.
Holy crap!
It was like a thing. But Bob, that constipation
mm-hmm. was from that.
Yeah.
The baby was pushing up against your butthole?
Shut the fuck up.
I don't know. I don't know how that works.
No,
I ain't a woman.
That's like a sign of pregnancy.
So, constipation?
Yeah.
Fuck, I must be pregnant.
So they said it was that.
Yeah,
like,
you got a toddler inside yeah. you.
And they said, was that right before Halloween? Because that's what we're gauging you at.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Right before Halloween.
And then I was like, yeah, I drank a whole bottle of X-Lax.
Oh, no wonder why that kid's all
and but remember
up.
I said it didn't do anything.
Yeah, of course not.
Yeah, killed the baby.
Killed the baby. Yeah,
the kid drank it.
Fuck.
You shouldn't have flushed it. You should have done an autopsy on the marble.
I hate you. I hate you so much.
I'm just saying it would have been, you know.
An autopsy on
I would have wrapped it in a blanket, put it in a baggie. And
buried it?
Bring it here. What are you talking about?
Ew, shut up. I'd have to put it in like formaldehyde. It would have shriveled up.
It's okay.
It was like a tiny sack of blood.
Put it on the wall of fame.
And a vomit.
Along with a bloody sock.
The bloody sock. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Missy.
Yeah, I want an aborted fetus and a cum-covered sock in my house. Get the fuck out of here.
I bet you if we go in your room, there's plenty of those.
They're
beds.
Mine. That's different.
It's not aborted fetus. Stop saying that. It's miscarried.
Whatever.
All right. Aborted makes it seem like I had an abortion.
Either way, you killed it. So.
I did think that, though. I got so sad and I cried.
Why, because you drank while you were pregnant?
And I was like, I killed it. Yeah, because I drink like
yeah,
a
you
fetish.
Did.
Yeah, because you're the first girl who ever drank when they were knocked up and had no idea.
Yeah, but still, it's just like you have all these thoughts going through your head.
Did they tell you? I just think it's very convenient that you go to the doctor and then when you're back from the doctor, then you drop it in the toilet.
It was...
Like, did they say that was going to happen?
They said that I had a week left and that would probably happen.
And they were right.
They know their shit, man.
What, they got a GPS in there?
I guess. They put some fucking device up there. Let me feel around.
Now, when you passed it, was it because you had to pee?
Yeah, I just woke up. Normal, had to pee.
And sat down and then, did you hear a plop?
Mm-mm.
No?
No, I just turned around to flush and wow. I was like, what is that?
Hello, little nigga!
Laid in a puddle of my own blood and piss.
And then I was like, got all up in it. I was like, what the fuck? And I was like, yeah, that's freaky. And then I was like, all right, that's it.
But
I was happy because I didn't want it to be stuck in my tube. And then I would have had to get this shot that would dissolve the rest of it so that it would come out.
Oh, no shit.
And I didn't want to do that. Like, that was scared me the most because I was like, yo, I've been bleeding for like 50 some days now.
That's crazy.
That nigga should be out completely. You know what I mean? So I was like, when I saw that happen, I was like, cool. But then it was other things like my uterus growing a placenta and all that other shit.
Right. You got so much shit going on in your body.
Yeah, but she says 1 more week and then I should be fine. And then she said for like 6 months, it's probably going to be real erratic with my period.
Okay. And so do you have any special instructions for now?
For now, no. My last doctor's appointment for this part is on Monday, and then I'm going to have a normal sit-down with her about what to do moving forward in the future.
Use a rubber.
Well, besides that, like birth control. And then if I do want to have kids, they want to like start prepping my body for it.
I take
like
vitamins,
that.
Like yeah. prenatal.
So
vitamins.
She said, just think about it. You don't have to make any decisions now, but, you know, mm-hmm. cut it out with your drinking and shit. And I was like, all right.
She don't have all her marbles.
Literally.
I can't believe you didn't save it. I would have
at least taken a picture.
Yeah. No, well,
Kim
yeah,
said
but
the
I would
same
have.
Same thing.
Yeah.
She's like, did you take a picture? And I'm like,
I would have saved it, put it in a baggie, maybe put it in a freezer. You know.
Like should have got like a prom corsage.
Yeah.
Oh my God, like the top of a wedding cake?
The top of a wedding cake.
There you go. Let's see, umbilical cord, top of the wedding cake. Ah, fetus.
Oh my God.
I'm telling you, I would have just wanted to know what it died from. Like, what was the cause of death?
Well, no, we're going to be able to talk. We're going to talk about that. I've given blood every other day for the past almost
oh, so
weeks.
From your blood, yeah. They can tell how it died.
They're going to be able to tell what happened.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Listen, she said I look perfectly healthy.
Your room is so polluted.
It's so polluted. I actually literally was thinking about that part of my head. I was just like, when I was they were drawing blood. The one time I was like thinking that in my head. It's like,
what the fuck happened?
But that is funny.
Man, that's crazy.
It is crazy. It's very crazy.
Jesus Christ. Imagine the cops coming to that house.
What?
Yeah, we have a 262.
What's 262? That?
Dead marble fetus in the toilet.
Oh my God. Marble. A dead marble fetus. Jesus Christ. Like, his name is Lucius. Show some respect.
Poor Lucius. You didn't give poor a proper burial.
What do you play marbles with? Like, what? How does that work?
The plunk?
No. Like, do you,
oh, jacks.
You play jacks with marbles? No. Is that
what
right?
Do you play with marbles?
I think, yeah, you shoot. No, that's literally
jacks. Kerplunk.
Kerplunk.
Is it kerplunk?
What the fuck is kerplunk? Is that the sound of
when he went in the toilet? Yeah.
It's a goddamn game. You guys never play Kerplunk.
I don't know. What are
Kerplunk?
Marbles are in, like...
Don't they shoot? They have, like, a marble shooting contest.
Oh, Chinese checkers.
Is it Chinese checkers? I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that's the one with all the marbles and the pyramid on the board. You ever see them?
No. Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I seen it.
Couldn't even give him a proper burial.
Yeah, you could have put him in a pinball machine.
Oh my God.
He's going to come back and haunt you.
Wouldn't it have been sticky?
I don't know, you could have took him out.
I was like, oh God, it's scary. No, I was just like, yeah, I'm pretty sure that's it. Oh, that's fucking weird.
Looks like someone lost their marbles.
Yeah, but this... Fucking getting pregnant and then losing it has been kicking the shit out of my body, though. I'm tired as fuck all the time.
I bet.
Now you're sick.
Now I'm sick.
You probably caught something from the baby.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you're complaining. Imagine how he feels.
He's dead.
All right. He's living in a sewer somewhere planning
with alligators.
Yeah, I'll be like a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
Yeah, that's great. 18 years from now, he knocks on your door.
I'm like,
it looks like, mom. It's like Swamp Thing. No, not Swamp Thing.
Sloth.
Yeah.
Chud.
Mama. Oh, my God. I would love him just the same.
Baby Ruth.
Oh, God.
Hey, you guys.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that sucks, miss. I'm sorry to hear that. All joking aside.
Yeah.
It's not really a good way to start off the Christmas season.
Nope.
No. Probably not. Got my mind wandering now. Like, just, like, over the past couple days, I started to think about other things now. So I'm, like, having, like, a weird, like, existential crisis, in a sense. So now I feel like I'm going to have to start making some changes in my life.
Really?
Wow.
You think this may have been some sort of wake-up call for you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe you should start getting shit in order.
Yeah.
I hear you. It usually happens that way. Something like that, some sort of event like that happens in your life, and next thing you know, you start rearranging things. You're like, oh, okay, I got to start changing priorities around, and, you know. You guys are going to have to graduate to a car minivan.
Yes.
Man. Well, I hope you make the right changes. Whatever it takes.
We'll see what happens.
You guys have something in common. You and Marco now.
Oh, God, what?
Yeah, you had a... What's the term?
Miscarriage.
Right, Marco's marriage was miscarried.
Twice. I would say aborted twice. Yeah.
Well, I think aborted the second time, miscarried the first time.
The first?
Yeah.
See, we're bonding, miss.
Yeah.
There you go. Tragedy strikes.
Yeah.
And me and Chris, we still act like kids.
Okay.
Yeah. So do you really think you're going to make changes? I don't believe it.
I think so.
I don't buy it.
I think so.
I think you think you're going to.
Me.
I know.
And I think, like, probably December 31st, you're going to be the same old Missy.
No.
I think Missy's going to go through, I think you're going through a some sort of a grief period now, sort of, I guess.
Well, that's what they said was going to happen.
Yeah,
I don't know if it is.
You know.
I haven't really talked about it too much. So this is the first time I'm really talking about it.
But, I mean, it'll probably take you a month or so, you know, kind of go through a little weird grief type period where things are a little more somber than normal. But then after that, I think you're going to fucking, you're going to blow out the gate and just start partying like a motherfucker. Well, you know why?
I'm going on a boat in a month, so.
I'm on a boat, motherfucker.
For what?
For Shiprocked.
Okay.
I figured you know, kind of partied up, feeling like it's going to be your quote unquote last time.
Well, it's a good thing you got everything out of your system before your party boat.
Oh my god! I was like nervous. I was gonna have to get this DNC thing, and I'm like, oh baby. Cool.
It's better for her to be seasick than have a C-section.
Okay, right. I don't need no number one mom charms. Listen, could you imagine if I was having a baby and then I would have to make that decision?
What decision? Oh, what to do with it?
Have a baby to keep or have an abortion? Like, that would have been insane.
That would also have been great fucking shit for the show.
Yeah. Like, I wouldn't even have known what to do. I wouldn't have even
Jersey
known what
Jerks
to do.
Jersey Jerks abortion watch.
I know, right? That's how you feel today. All right, I'm giving up. Like, I don't know. I would always say that if I got pregnant after I was, like, 35, I would keep it because I'm an adult. Right. So it's
now
like,
you're 45.
Yeah. Shut the fuck up.
At 35, she turned to an adult.
Adult? Yeah, right.
Whatever.
I'm legal now.
But then it was like, oh, shit. Fuck. Fuck. Like, there's so much, like, just random thoughts in my head, and they were mostly just, like, expletives. You know what I mean? It was, like, not, it was no real coherent senses at all. It was just,
yeah,
like,
I don't think you're gonna be, I don't think you'll make, like, too many major changes. I don't see the changes you really have to make, you know what I mean? You don't have to talk about it, but I don't see what you could change.
I think I actually totally disagree with both of you. I think she's going to make changes.
I hope she does. I hope I'm wrong.
Well, no, I mean, it's not about hoping. It's just I think she's at a point now where something like this happens and you start to look at things different. Like, almost everything looks different in a way. And then that's when you're like, you know what? Wait a minute. Maybe I shouldn't be doing this, or maybe I should be doing this, or and then she's gonna start rearranging shit little by little.
But it's not gonna be like phase where she.
It's not gonna be like a major shift in the fucking world. It's just she's gonna start to feel like, you know, like I think for her now, I think she's probably seeing things a little different. Like she basically just had a life inside of her that didn't make it. And I think that changes people's perspective. I mean, I'm sure it happens to a lot of women that have those.
I think so.
Yeah, that have miscarriages or whatever. I mean, they probably sit there and like, you know, bummed out, depressed. And, you know, I mean, the one good thing you can say is, well, you know, obviously it wasn't meant to be because her body was rejecting it.
Right.
You know, and it had to go this way. And she's not the only fucking person that's ever gone through this. No. You know, and she sure as hell won't be the last.
Nope.
So, I don't know. I think she's going to...
Yeah.
I think you are.
I hope so.
Hope so, whatever.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like,
what
you keep saying
I
hope so.
What does she need to make?
If she's, I don't know. That's what I'm saying. If it's something that you need to change in your life, then I hope you make the changes necessary.
Bob hit the nail on the head. I'm looking at everything differently right now.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, you have like a different pair of glasses on right
now. Yeah.
I don't see anything in particular. I'm just saying, if she thinks she needs to change her life, I hope she gets it done.
Let's say, for an example, let's say, and this is not something she's going to do. I'm just saying as an example, like, you question what could it be. Yeah. Well, let's say she decides, you know what? I don't like what I'm doing career-wise.
Right.
You know, that could be an example. Or she could say, I don't like... I think I'm going to stop smoking.
Right.
You know, maybe this is what makes her stop. I'm not saying that's what she's going to do. Yeah. I'm just saying that's an example of making changes.
Yeah. Like,
you know, like maybe she's going to be like, well, I got to start taking better care of myself. So she starts doing different things than she normally does.
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Maybe she becomes a fucking vegetarian.
Right.
You know, instead of a vegetarian.
And I'm just saying, I hope whatever she sets her mind to, she does. That's all.
Thank you.
That's all. Stick with it.
What if I want to become a man?
You're already halfway there.
Just cut your hair. You're done.
Yeah. Just untuck the penis. You're
God
good.
God damn it.
Get the fuck out!
Okay.
What if I would have become a man? Well, that's good. Actually, we could use a Caitlyn Jenner on the show.
Yeah, right.
Look who it is.
She wouldn't have to change her voice at all.
No.
I love her. That's awesome.
Yo, guys, what's up?
Wow, that's a way to start off the show.
Exactly, but it's not cancer.
That's I mean, you're healthy, you're alive.
Yeah.
No, so that's good.
And it's not anything super.
That's the bright side.
Yeah, and everything looks good. Everything's like healthy.
Good.
Reproductively, I guess.
Okay.
I don't say I'm healthy. I mean, I'm not healthy right now, but.
Right.
You're a filthy woman.
Fuck you. Oh my God.
Where does your energy go?
Out with your marble.
It's in the toilet.
It's in the sewer.
Yo,
system.
Seriously, I'm so fucking tired all the time. I sleep all the time.
Yeah?
I'm so fucking tired all the time.
From being sick or just from all of it?
No, from all of it. Like, before when it was happening, I was just pushing through
sure
it.
Sure you're not going to get us sick?
No, I already am out of contagious.
Not contagible.
The fuck? I said it fine off the air, too. I said contagious, just like, la la la. Fucking idiot.
And that's the first step to recovery is admission.
Is admission. And acceptance.
Right.
I am dumb.
You got 11 steps to go.
Oh, man.
Missy's State of the Union. Ladies and gentlemen, I am dumb.
Fuck you.
Yo, guys, what's up?
Jesus Christ.
Training
is really fucking stupid.
Oh, my God.
So they'll really be able to determine why you miscarried?
They're going to probably have a general idea.
Should
you know what I mean?
Should we take bets?
Huh?
Oh, yeah, take bets.
Take bets.
Take bets, huh?
Everybody throw up a five and...
Oh, they're going to fuck
on what
them.
The cause of death was?
Yeah.
Hmm. That's a good one.
I mean, I'll...
We do it like Blackpool style or we do it just straight up
just
bet?
Just straight up and... You know, it's a shame we don't have anything to give away. We could open it up to the listeners, too.
We, if she kept the goddamn baby, we could have gave that away.
I give the goddamn baby
that
away.
Been awesome. That would have been the coolest fucking
dead or alive, you should definitely give that baby away.
Jesus Christ, I hate you so fucking much. I don't know.
Bob's got a limp mic.
Bobby is not happy.
What the fuck is going on?
I don't know. It was fine the other night. Yeah. Now all of a sudden... Oh, well. I got to hold it. Like usual.
When it's limp, you got to hold it up.
You got to hold it up.
Jesus. Needs a little help.
You got two popsicle sticks and some duct tape?
Jam it in.
Oh, my God.
Like
that's painful.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to make a splint.
Ask me about my wiener!
So now they're taking bets.
So, yeah, what do you think?
Shit, what could have died from?
It probably got lost.
Shut up.
I think it committed suicide. I think, Bob, you're right. I think it's off its side.
No, I think something got to it. Like the big bad wolf was up there.
What the fuck?
Got stuck in one of her pussy teeth.
Yes, my pussy teeth. Jesus Christ.
I don't know if they can they really tell how
if
it
once
died?
You go past the once you enter the vagina on Missy, it turns into the scene in Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. I'm sorry, not Temple of Doom, Last Crusade at the end when they go to get the Grail.
Jesus.
Remember all those tests? It's like you have to kneel before God and the thing comes over. And then you have to spell the name of God, and then the leap of faith. There's probably like a 400-year-old man in there guarding, guarding something.
Choose wisely. Yeah, I'm leaving.
So there's like a 400-year-old man in her pussy, like guarding her
oh
cherry.
My God.
It's all like all withered
cherry.
Away.
Cherry.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Probably, black cherry.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It probably looks like an asshole now.
Jesus.
Looks like a raisin.
You think when The kid turned out the light, they could see like a little bit of light coming out of your butthole.
God. No, that shit is tight. Oh, God.
Calls it that? I don't know.
You know what?
It's just, it has to be something to do with like your levels or something, you know?
Yeah.
Your levels.
Yeah. I think it was drug use. Previous drug use.
All right.
I don't know
like,
what you do
fuck,
now.
Man. I don't court. Do drugs
I don't
now.
Know. All right. I mean, that's that would
got?
Be my guess.
It might be the X-Lax. It could have been. I mean, got to look at the chemicals in X-Lax, and you know, does it say on the bottle if pregnant women don't take it?
It
does say that. There you go. I'm going with X-Lax.
It does.
I think you're just rotten on the inside.
I can't grow the angle.
Is it like dead trees inside?
Jesus.
It's like a haunted forest inside. Yeah, I'm going to say the X-Lax did it.
Yeah, the X-Lax did something. Like
yeah. Well, that's good to know. We're actually passing out some
just made
good
sense.
Information
Remember
for young women out there. You know, if you're feeling, you know, like you might be pregnant, or if you are, start drinking a bottle of X-Lax.
Well, I was talking to some other friends of mine that had miscarriages, and they had a similar thing. They went to the ER.
They took Dulcolax.
But they had known they were pregnant.
Oh.
And they knew they were pregnant. That's why they went to the ER. But when I explained to them what I went through, they were like, yeah, it was the same thing, but they knew they were pregnant, so they knew they couldn't take that.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like...
So you poisoned the baby.
Oh, my God. I fucking hate you so much. Essentially, yeah, like, that could have been...
You're a murderer.
That could have been... I'm a murderer.
So the consensus is Missy murdered her child.
Yeah, that's what it sounds
like.
Like,
what's wrong with me?
You should make some changes.
Maybe you should start going to a church.
I need to find Jesus. I had a friend tell me that.
He probably
found Jesus?
Yeah.
The exercises.
I tell you what, your baby found Jesus.
I hate
Jesus. Is that you?
Come, Lucius, my child.
Oh my God. No, that's awesome.
What do you have to say, my child?
Jesus Christ is my God.
Fuck.
Wow.
Yeah, never a dull moment in my life, huh?
Jesus, no. Not at all.
It's funny because I was sitting there and I was thinking about it. And this is another way that I know that I'm going to start making some changes and stuff. So I was like really thinking about it. I'm like reflecting on my life. And I'm just like, how much bullshit do I really need to go through in my life? Why do I keep making such poor decisions?
No, welcome to my life.
You know? And I was just like really reflecting. And I was like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm not doing... No. I need to move the fuck on. Like, you know what I mean? You
no,
know
I don't.
About?
What exactly was a poor decision?
Having unprotected sex, obviously.
Everybody has done that at one point in their life. It's obviously a poor decision, but it's, you know, I got to change my whole life because I got fucked without a condom.
Young Mike needs muscle control, that's all.
Listen, there's like, the window to get pregnant is so small. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like.
Yours must be Storm Door.
Fuck you. So it's like I was doing it on a rag, unprotected sex.
On the rag?
On the rag, everywhere. But like, yeah, you know what I mean? So it's like probably not my best decision.
Oh, and you just let him just
no,
drop it inside of you?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
He did
the
something.
Pre-cum got another one.
That's why it died. It was pre-cum. It wasn't even real sperm.
Oh, so it wasn't strong enough.
That's what I'm going with. Pre-cum.
Pre-cum.
Cause of death.
Right. Cause of death. Pre-cum. Never stood a chance. Natural selection.
That's it.
My girlfriend had to chime in and say, you guys should be easy on Missy. She's probably very emotional right now.
I appreciate that very much.
I told her to mind her fucking
shut up, bitch.
Turn the show off.
I
shut up, bitch.
No, I did pre-warn Marco and Chris, and I was like, listen, I'll talk about it, but if I cry or anything, don't like make it awkward.
Don't make it awkward?
Well,
what are they going to do? Pull their balls out when you're crying? Like that?
Oh, am I not supposed to pull them out?
How's it going to get awkward?
I was jerking off to this story.
Chris needs your tears as lube.
Jesus Christ. I hate all three of you more than life itself. Well, I don't know. If I had to run out, then Marco's like, no, it's fun when you cry. And I'm like, awesome. Thanks, friend. just like when he was texting me, and I'm like, I'm not dying. And he's like, oh, that makes for good radio. And I was like, thanks for the support, asshole.
Like, Marcus is praying for any of us to have worse news than him.
Every fuck, you have no idea. Yeah,
I know.
Every night.
I know. That's
seeing somebody fuck up.
That's how you are. You're waiting for here to hear a fucked up story.
Listen, I'm pretty fucked up.
You need a spotlight off me for a change.
Yeah, he needs that. Low. And he needs like a confidence booster. Like, well, at least I'm not that guy. That's what he's looking for.
At least I don't have cancer like Missy.
Yeah.
Thanks. It's like, really? Jesus.
That's exactly what I'm looking for.
You have issues.
Like, obviously, having unprotected sex is a bad decision.
Yeah.
Marrying the same girl twice is a fucking horrible decision.
Let me tell you something.
I win. You still suck. Worse than me.
Yeah, I'll tell you what I would do. I'll tell you what I would do over what you did.
Yeah.
What Chris just said,
yeah.
I'd go to Haiti and have unprotected sex with a man. Then do what you did.
You have AIDS.
Yes, that's right. I'd gladly welcome the weight loss. Oh, man. Me and Sheen will be hanging out. Thinning.
Oh, my God.
That's funny. Whew. Okay, miss, we bond. We bonded over this.
We do. We're bonding over fucking up.
You hug it out? Let's hug it out, bitch.
We shared lifesavers. Gummy lifesavers.
It's a shame you guys didn't have real lifesavers.
As a matter of fact, that lifesaver looked like fucking Lucius.
It did. Right around my finger.
Tasted like
right
watermelon.
Around my little pinky.
Reunite!
Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God.
Oh my God. Shit.
You're the fucking devil. Holy shit.
No, that kid would have been the devil.
That
on
kid
point.
Been the devil. That's why his name is Lucius.
Wow.
But no, did I tell you guys that so me and Kim went out the week prior. Remember I told you I was making those jokes, my mom got mad?
Yeah.
I have a video of it on my phone. And it's like us drunk, and I'm like, my dead baby keeps leaking out of me, and I'm like going on and on about it. And Kim goes, oh my God, Missy, shut up. I love you. And I'm like, oh. Because we're making jokes about it, but then it was getting out of hand, because I was just like.
Was it Jersey Jerks out of hand, or was it just, you know? You guys just keep going with it,
Yeah.
Your mom didn't like that?
No. And then Kim didn't like it either, because she was
really?
Just like, it's not leaking out of you, we'll raise it together. Like,
oh, yeah, that would,
shit.
That baby would have had a shot.
And I was like, it has no shot.
Dingbats raising it.
Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine?
No, at all. No.
I don't think Biffle is as bad as you think.
No, she's not.
How did Biffle just bump the father out of it? She's like, no, we'll raise it together.
Seniority. Seniority.
Yeah. I've been here longer. Sorry.
Yeah, it's seniority.
You have no say.
Yeah.
Biffle did take charge. She's like, no, we're raising this kid. It's fine.
Yeah. Young Mike turns into the au pair.
Thanks for your part, Young Mike. We'll take it from here.
Yeah. Young Mike's more of like a daddy big brother.
Oh my God.
Just think, in a couple of years, you can wear this shirt.
We could potty train these two together.
We could have a double decker bus as a bed.
I got dibs on top.
Oh my God. Oh my God, I'm crying tears of joy. But anyway, this grieving/hard mental thing is coming soon, I guess, I think.
Wasn't that the problem the first time?
No. But so right now I've been trying to get through the physical stuff, so like the mental shit hasn't really hit me.
Yeah.
But like the past 2 days I've been like getting lost in thought and shit, so. Mm-hmm. But it hasn't yet. But I haven't really been talking about it really openly, so.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not a bad thing that you're talking about it, because then you get some stuff out and you hear other people's, things that might make you trigger something like, oh, yeah, I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
Because your head's not all right now.
No.
You know?
My head's all fucked up.
Right. I get it.
I think the best thing you said was, at least you didn't have to make the decision.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's no, it. I really do. I mean, that would be a tough decision on any girl to make. Oh, but God, at least, yeah. I mean, if it had to happen, at least you miscarried.
Yeah.
And you didn't have to do it on your own, you
fucking
know?
Fucking right. Like, we were talking about it beforehand, and it was like, if I went, like, let's say I had gone when I was supposed to go, like, when it the bleeding first started happening and everything, like, they would have, what if they would have been like, you're pregnant, and then I, like, decided to keep it, and then I was all like, oh my God, I'm gonna have a baby, and then I lost it.
Right.
You know, or I was like, fuck this shit, I'm boring you. That's another fucked up thing, because it's like, I don't want to do that, right. So it's like, fuck. And I'm not giving my baby away, so I know that's not an option. So it's like, I was going to have a kid.
Right.
You know?
Can you, like, I can't believe she just said that. That's such a strange world to live in, knowing that she has a kid.
But that's how, that's what.
If Missy has a kid before you and I, Chris, we should just pack it in.
I think Missy will definitely have a kid before I do.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't want him?
Me, personally, I feel like I got too old to have a kid.
Really?
Not physically, obviously, but I feel like I'm too old now.
Like, you're have past wanting it?
Not that I'm past wanting it. I just don't want to be 65 when my kid's 18. You know what I'm saying?
I'm in trouble.
That's just me, personally.
I hear you. I don't disagree.
I feel like I got too old to have a kid.
Yeah, I mean, my dad is 62, and he has a 10-year-old son.
Yeah, see,
I get it. It's hard for my dad to keep up with him, you know?
Not just that. I mean, not to sound like an asshole, but your dad could go any day. I mean, he's old. You know, you really want to die when your kid's 12?
Nah.
You know, I don't know. For me, I just feel like I got too old.
Yeah. I guess. I don't know. My dad is, like,
I don't think you're too old.
My dad's really in shape, though. He probably lived to, like, 90.
Yeah, the people in shape 100. Are the ones that die first. It's
that's
the fat
true.
Motherfuckers.
What the fuck is that? Fat ones live forever.
What are you trying to say?
I'm playing. Yeah,
she looked around, too. You did the
yes,
whole
thing. Yes, I did. I looked at
she was like, fat ones live forever.
Shut up. But no, fat people die all the time.
No shit.
Jared's going to die in jail.
Who?
Jared from Subway.
He only got 15 years.
I know, and he only has to do 85.
There's a good chance he's going to die in jail.
You think somebody's going to stab him?
I mean, he was just fucking girls, right? Legal in other states. I forget what was happening.
16.
Oh. Like yeah, never mind. Yeah. He's a fucking
pig. Legal in some states, not legal.
Yeah, that's not cool. Like West Virginia, it's legal.
Yeah, but he came to New York and hired young chicks and stuff. 16-year-old.
What a fucking scumbag.
What's going on over there?
I'm trying.
See, this is why we need a camera in here.
I know.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening.
Fob's been trying to fix his mic for the last 10 minutes.
You've been quiet.
Yeah.
He's gonna what's up?
There you go. I would like to do that.
Hold your mic?
I would love that. I would do it like a singing. Like, cup it like this. And be like,
cup the balls.
Shut up. More blowjobs, less sex. That's my motto.
Do you want to get married?
Chris wants a kid.
I'll take a blowjob as long as I never have to fuck you.
Missy, Chris wants to give you a baby marble.
Lucius Jr.
Your dick will never be the same
Lucius
coming out of that vag.
It's never going in.
Dude, stop talking about my vajaj.
Vajaj.
Stop talking about my vagina like it ain't here. It's sensitive right now.
She's
right?
got like a huge vagina from fucking so many other guys.
Yes.
My vagina is a national treasure.
It still is.
There's got to be a train wreck down there, right? I mean, just an absolute casserole of nonsense.
It's still a national treasure. See, I like to think Lucius was just too pure for this world.
You think so?
Yeah.
That's what it was?
Pure. That's probably what it was.
Yeah.
I like that she said that. Too pure for this world. I think it was too pure for your body.
Or that.
I think he heard a conversation between you and Biffle and shot himself in the head.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't deal with this shit.
Where's this umbilical cord? I'll choke myself with it.
Well, you know how the baby feeds off the mom?
Mm-hmm.
So it was getting a constant diet of alcohol and semen and nicotine. Mm-hmm. That kid was just turning inside out in there.
He's drowned in cum.
Jesus.
Good Lord.
God. Listen, we've already discussed it was pre-cum. Ugh. God, I hate sperm.
Uh-oh.
What?
Yeah. Sorry, young Mike.
Now you hate sperm?
Now I'm like I don't even want to have sex. Like, I can't even think of it.
Do you hear that?
I hear a young car bed
pulling
off.
Away right now. Screeching down the road.
Run while you can.
Oh my god. But no, I don't, I'm not even thinking about sex at all.
Yeah, you probably won't.
No, I mean, you won't.
I can't. Fuck no.
God, it's like you're married.
Yeah, I mean, my mom just got married.
Don't do that.
I'll get married to a woman.
Oh, you could do that.
I'm just playing.
Now she'll like sex again.
No sperm!
Potato penis!
Wow.
Whew. You all right over there?
I'm good.
Did you just do calisthenics? You're out of breath from this conversation?
This conversation was something else, man.
Yeah, it was.
Something else.
Missy, thanks for sharing.
Oh, you're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Thank you for... making fun of me. I appreciate it.
That's terrible.
It's cathartic in a way.
That's terrible that we made fun of her. Yeah, it is.
You know what? If I didn't want to talk about it, I mean, if I didn't want to be made fun of, I wouldn't talk about it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. It's true.
Word.
But I didn't cry.
No, you're already...
Why do you think she's barely talked about it until she came here? She knew we would make her feel better about murdering her unborn child.
Jesus.
It's the last shot of trying to make you cry. Last shot.
All right, get him in now. No, just
I don't really have anything brutal like that to say.
I'm shocked.
No, I mean, don't be, because I don't know. I mean, it's you know, we make jokes and everything, but I don't think he murdered anything.
I did not murder.
I don't think that kid had a chance anyway. Regardless. No. You're just wrong place, wrong time. Wrong fallopian tube to invade.
Yeah. I'm just glad he's not stuck in there. Yeah. Like this shot that dissolves it. I was like staring at her and I'm like, excuse me?
It's like acid.
I'm like, what is in this shot?
It's kind of the equivalent of what the mafia uses to dissolve a body.
Seriously. I was like, what? What do you mean? She's like, well, it's small enough. And I was like, huh? I was like,
What do you think they're going to do? Do, like, inner space? Send, like, a little fucking spaceship?
I fucking love that movie.
Yeah, like a little...
That would be awesome if they were like...
Remember in the movie where he saw the baby?
Yeah.
He saw that his girlfriend was pregnant?
God. Yeah. Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
So if he was in your uterus, he would have saw, like, a bloody marble.
Hey, what a fuck. But, yeah, I was kidding. Fuck you.
We see Lucius, 8 o'clock.
Oh my god.
If you choose to accept this baby. If not, it will self-destruct.
Oh, fuck you. Yeah. Fuck both of you.
In 7 days. Well, let me ask you now. Now that this is all out of you and done and whatever, do you feel better?
Not yet. It's not completely done yet.
So you're still bleeding?
I'm still bleeding.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Do they say how long it's going to be?
Is there like a foot still in there?
There's placenta or something.
Oh.
Yeah.
No shit.
Wow. Yeah.
You know, you could sell that on the black market for a lot of money.
I was telling them I wanted to eat it, but I don't
know. Freeze it. Make it a popsicle.
Yeah. I'm just playing. I don't really want to eat it. But, Wednesday, they told me. Wednesday, they told me it would be a week, about a week. So she thinks that I'll be done bleeding in about a week.
So when was his birthday?
I don't know. I got the day you popped.
By the way, is it a boy? Was it a boy?
Come on, you can't tell it's 7 weeks.
You can't.
Oh, it's like the third.
No, the asshole's the first thing that grows. Remember.
Sorry, but
she just dropped an asshole in the toilet.
Fuck yeah.
So she dropped an asshole and then wiped it. How's that work?
My God. But yeah, then it'll be done. And I'm excited for that. Because I'm real sick of bleeding.
I would be too.
Yeah, I'm so fucking sick of it.
No, my question was, what day did you drop it in the toilet?
Oh, Saturday.
You make it sound like it's a cell phone.
Sunday.
You don't even know your own kid's birthday?
Come on.
Sunday.
Is that what the birthday is, when it was in the toilet?
When he came out.
When he came out. That's
his birthday.
That's when he was birthed.
So it was Sunday.
Yeah, it was
a water birth.
It was Sunday.
Well, you always said you wanted a mermaid.
There you go.
You got a merman.
Wait, what was that date? It'll forever live in infamy.
December 7th, Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, what day was that?
The 13th.
The 13th?
Oh, the 13th. December the 13th.
Jesus, that's fucked up.
Mm.
We got to throw a birthday party next year.
Oh, my God, age.
Wouldn't it be funny if a year from now, or like if we do a show on that day, she comes over and there's balloons and shit.
Would you be mad?
No, that would be hilarious.
Okay. We'll have little kid birthday hats on.
No, well, yeah, and we'll like have a little like
we could have a party at Chuck E. Cheese.
Like a little kid.
You
know the
calendar.
You know the caterer. you're fucking the caterer. No, we'll have like a little gift basket and the teddy bear's head is ripped off.
Oh my God. Jesus Christ.
Listen, I'm setting my calendar for December 13th. Well, it's actually.
Listen, if you ever did that, 15th. I would be impressed by your commitment to time.
I'm setting it right now. Lucius's birthday.
Oh, fucking asshole.
I dare you to come here with a happy birthday, Lucius balloon.
ice cream cake.
How do you spell Lucius?
I don't know. I took a wild guess. L-U-S-C. I-O-U-S.
Luscious.
Luscious. Luscious.
Happy birthday, Luscious.
Wasn't that that big, fat black chick in that movie?
Oh, no, that was Precious.
Luscious.
Luscious.
Luscious. Luscious. L-U-S-C. Lucius. That's how you spell Lucius.
Luscious.
If it's a chick, it's Luscious.
Oh my God, it's not.
Automatically, she's a stripper.
Yes. Yeah,
yeah, right. Well, I mean, come on, it's parents.
Thanks.
Gentlemen, coming to the stage, Luscious.
Oh my God.
Don't forget to make it rain for a good old Luscious.
Another one comes out, and it could have been twins. Then it could have been Luscious and Lucius. Fraternal twins.
Lula.
Lula. I like that name.
Oh, man. Wow. Yeah, yeah, twins. My God, could you imagine?
No. All the knows everywhere.
Watch Missy decide someday in the future. You know what I do when I have kids, and they try to have kids, and when she gets pregnant, and like, you know, a couple weeks later, a couple months later, oh, you're going to have triplets.
I would fucking, I don't know. I have no idea. I would just be like.
Just drink a bottle of X-Lax.
She keeps it on your nightstand now.
Life hacks.
You know what? You know what's funny? Instead of keeping rubbers in her nightstand, she keeps X-Lax.
Plan X-Lax.
Plan C. There's A, B, and now C.
Oh my God.
What do you have? Oh, Maalox's not going to work. I need X-Lax.
I also drank this tea that had lotus flower in it, and it said that if you were pregnant, to not drink that either.
Don't drink it.
And then after that, she went downstairs. She went in the basement and drank some rat poison and washed it down with some bleach of windows.
Accidentally fell down a flight of stairs on my way.
Jeez. Sat on a coat hanger. Douched with Clorox.
Just stuck a fucking vacuum up her pussy.
Fuck.
Well, you got through
the
it.
The kids in there like, all right, I get it. You don't want me here. I'm leaving. Just give me a couple days. Would you just pack up and go?
Let me do it on my own.
Punch her really hard right in her hepatitis.
Oh, my God.
Well, you got through without crying, miss.
I did. I was crying.
I didn't even break out the big gun to make you cry. I don't want to see you cry.
The big gun.
Oh, yeah. God.
What the fuck?
The big gun.
What, is it something inappropriate? Huh?
Yeah.
Is it that song you kind of...
Yeah.
Oh, fuck you. I have to pee. I'm not listening.
No, don't.
Don't flush. Bleed on my toilet.
Flush something. I don't belong in you. Or you could do the song you were singing the other day, the Adele song.
Oh,
hello. And then turn around and go, goodbye.
Oh, man.
Hello? Hello?
That's the cover.
Yeah. You want to take a break?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. Let's take a break from this fucking mess.
Yes.
Woo! We'll be right back.
Hey, let's talk about Tweaked Audio.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about their great deal?
Yes. The fuck?
Of course. Talk about their amazing collars?
Do you know what their amazing collars are yet, miss?
I know that there's 7.
Yes.
Good call.
That's a good start.
Ding!
Let's guess the colors.
Okay.
One at a time.
Pink.
Ding!
What's the next one?
White.
Go to tweakedaudio.com, type in the code word jerks. 33% off. Not fucking 10%, not 15, not even 20. 33% off and free shipping. And you can pick from 7 different colors. Red, blue, green, yellow, pink, black, silver,
ding,
and wood grain. And there's also 7 styles. Tweaked.
Ding.
PB.
Ding.
California.
Ding.
Parkour.
Ding.
Parkour
ding.
2. Classic.
Ding.
National.
Ding.
Those are the different styles.
You're right. You're goddamn
and
right.
And they also come in 2 different features. Mic'd.
And
unmic'd. And yes. In case you want to talk on your phone, get the mic. If you don't, just want to listen to shit, don't get it.
Ding.
Right. Works with all MP3 players.
Ding.
All Apple.
Ding.
All Android.
Ding.
And most phones.
Ding.
It's always good for that windbag over there, just laughing. One of these days,
wait,
he's going to have a heart attack.
Exciting deals?
Again, go to tweakedaudio.com.
Ding.
Type in cohort jerks.
Ding.
Get 33% off.
Ding.
Free shipping.
Ding.
It's worth it.
Ding.
It's amazing.
Ding.
All right, we're done.
Nope.
We're back.
That's how you sign us off on break. That's how you bring us back.
Well, that's because I just walked down those steps. I'm out of breath.
Yeah. We're back. Don't forget to go on Riotcast.com/Jersey Jerks.
Yeah.
Donate some money.
Please.
We would appreciate it immensely. We'll send you stuff eventually.
Thank you. Thank you for sneezing and farting next to me.
I did. I sneezed and farted. And it was funny because fart jokes are funny to me now.
They smelled like...
Chris pointed out because of losing my child.
Smelled like death.
Literally. It smelled like nothing.
Smelled like rigor mortis.
Oh, God. It smelled like rotten placenta.
Welcome back to the Dead Baby Show.
Merry fucking Christmas.
Yeah, what a way to go into the holidays. Way to go into
Not Christmas. Only that, December is such a horrible month for me.
Why?
Because I don't like Christmas time. And
what? You sound like me now.
Yeah, and I don't...
Did I rub off on everybody?
Pretty much.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
I don't like Christmas.
You really are a heel.
It's a marketing holiday.
As cuddly as a, as a, as a, as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel.
Remix! DJ Clues!
It's not even a real holiday.
You're a bad banana with a...
Fuck Christmas Eve and Christmas.
I
hate Christmas music. I hate people. I hate retail. I hate traffic. I hate long lines. I fucking hate Christmas.
You're a monster.
You're a monster.
It's just like it was fate that Missy shouldn't have a kid. It's fate that Marco shouldn't play sound bites.
I know.
That's the computer, man. It's got nothing to do with that. I don't know why I did
that. No excuses.
Go fuck yourself.
Everything you touch turns to shit.
No, just my manners. Oh, shit.
Hello.
Shit. Perfect timing.
Oh, yeah. Hola, Missy.
You know who it is, right?
Is it Pedro?
Oh, yeah. I don't even know if he's... Pedro!
Yo, what's up, fuckers?
Yo!
Yo.
What? I had to call you. It was the last show of the year and shit.
Yeah, but have you listened to any of the show?
I picked up on the last few minutes, and yes, I have thoughts about that and shit.
So you know what's going on right now.
Yeah, but why am I looking at you and not Missy, man?
Just I don't know, because that's because I got the computer.
Yeah.
Yeah, but can't you move the camera?
If the camera's built in. No, don't worry about that right now.
I cannot grab my Pedro cock looking at you, man.
Well, yeah, you can.
Why is the camera on you? Why do people want to look on you?
It's not a camera. It's part of the, when you answer Skype, there's a built-in camera.
You can't have it where it's set where it's no video.
Well, when I answer it, I just answer it. No, I don't know.
Joe, what's up, Fabio, bro?
What's up, brother?
Yo, yeah, Missy.
What's up, Pedro?
I missed you, Missy.
You missed me.
Yeah.
You know, I've been seeing you on social networking.
And I've been listening to all this whole thing and all of this shit. And, you know, I feel bad for you, but I don't feel sorry.
Okay.
Because, no, I think this is a good thing because the lives of two children were spared.
Yes, I agree.
You know,
the one in the toilet and the one she's dating?
Like, I don't know how Billy the Kid is acting up and shit, but I can tell you that privately, the guy is jumping up and down, and he's throwing a party, and he's, like, celebrating and shit.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, because his life is going to be ruined, and as to what caused it, you guys are talking pre-cum. I'm just saying, you know, the kid is, what, 12 years old? You know, a real man's sperm like mine would have got you pregnant, like, right then and there. Even like, if yeah. It's pre-cum, you know. Like, my pre-cum would have done the job. So just imagine if I would have unloaded fully in you. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, Pedro.
That would have felt so great.
Jesus.
Ay, Dios mío.
Oh, my God. I have no words for you.
Coño.
Oh, my God, stop.
Okay, which one of you sniffed Mrs. Seat after she got up?
We don't have to. It smells like pennies in here.
It's still rusty.
Nice. I didn't hear what she said.
She said it's still rusty. It smells like a coin fountain.
Like pre-cum.
Yeah, chlorine and seawater.
Yeah.
Like if she gets up and there is a stain there from her, I would lick that shit.
Ew.
Oh, Jesus. My God. I think we would just burn the chair.
Yeah.
No, I would lick it before you burn
it. You would lick up parts of my dead baby?
No, but yeah, it's coming from your pussy.
Oh my God!
And like you said, it hasn't stopped. So like your pussy is still like full and loaded and like and hanging. It's got to weigh like 20 pounds right now.
Why?
You know, with all the placenta, like you said, and all that shit. It's like
I'm so sick right now. I can't even.
Like if I went to grab your pussy like fully from the outside, like it would fit my whole hand like a baseball glove, right?
No. Fuck. My vagina is a national treasure.
I wouldn't doubt it.
No, stop. You're being so creepy tonight.
I will submit it to the Smithsonian and shit.
Smithsonian. Oh, my God.
Along with your seat.
But it's all right. No, but it's good that you know, nothing bad happened to you, Missy. So it's cool. I'm happy
Thank you for that support.
So, Pedro, you would drink her fetal juice?
I will certainly taste it. See what's up.
Well, thank you.
Then after that, we see what happens.
Maybe if
you add a little bit of lime after that. Maybe
I picture Pedro sipping it like a cognac with a nice Cuban cigar.
Yeah. You dip the end of it in it, you know.
Oh, my God. Jesus.
Yeah, that's what Bill Clinton did with Monica
Lewinsky. Do you taste
that's
the true. Naughty flavor? I taste oak.
Yo, you can set up shop like that, like Messy Pussy Juice flavor cigars, and sell that shit on to the Riotcast people, the fans. I would buy it.
Of course you would.
Good to know.
Yeah, right. We'll get right on it. Missy, let's start popping them out one by one.
Yeah, just dip the cigars in there, you know, seal them in the cellophane, and you know.
Who would have thought that we could have made money just by Missy dipping some cigars in her vagina?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Pedro would be our only person buying it.
Yep. I would hope so.
No, I could be the quality control man.
Oh, my God.
This one, no good.
Exactly.
Tastes a little bit like bread.
Ew.
The sourdough.
Oh my God.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus. I fucking love it.
Oh, Pedro.
Pedro, you really know how to bring in the Christmas spirit.
Well, yeah, you know, it's... Can you imagine, like Missy sitting... Like, I'm imagining Missy on the toilet and all that shit happening, wearing a Santa Claus hat.
Oh, my God.
Instead of coming down the chimney, so, it's coming down her.
Those are my thoughts on it, but I miss Missy and all of that.
Hey, man, we were really concerned for her. We didn't know what the hell was going on with her. You know, we thought, God, it could be cancer, it could be anything.
Is that why the show was canceled last week?
No. Last week.
Marco was just being lazy.
No.
Me. It's got nothing to do with me.
No, Chris was out of commission. I was sick. Marco had to watch his kid. Missy was bleeding.
Yes.
So, you know, we pretty much decided to take the week off as a whole, no pun intended. So, yeah. And plus we moved the studio again.
Yeah, I seen the new pictures of which.
Chocha.
Yeah.
No. Chocha. it looks bloody better Chocha than Chochita Studio.
We got it now. We're in. We got the right setup now.
Nice.
Yeah, so that's come cool. over whenever you want.
Yeah.
Yo, that's cool. Now that I have, like, that's better than Chochita Studio, but, you know, Chochita ain't a full-fledged studio like your guys, but you can do a show here. So I propose a show idea to Shannon, and she's like, first she was like, she didn't like it, and then she's like, okay, I will do an Skype version. I'm like, you gotta come up. like I gave her an idea, and she was like, I don't know. I'm like, let's do it.
I think she's worried you're gonna give her a roofie. That's what she said.
No, I wouldn't do that to a woman. I want them to feel it when I'm on.
Oh my God.
You know what's funny? Every once in a while, I still think about the KFC reference. Like, take her to KFC and not give her any napkins. Like, that shit still cracks me up to this day.
Bro, that would be the theme of the show.
Try this piece of chicken.
I thought, like, it would be called something like Platanos and Chicken Wings.
Oh my God.
In every show, she tries a single chicken wing from a different restaurant and she reviews it. And I get to see her eat it.
Oh my God.
And you know, do the show, whatever, but during the course of the show, she eats the chicken wing and then gives us the review. And I do the same shit with a piece of platano so she doesn't feel alone. And she says she didn't like it, but that she would do it through a Skype. But how could we do that, some shit like that through a Skype?
Yeah, that's true. You got to get her. Yeah, you got to get her in the Chochita scoots.
Yeah, you know. But, and she gets all like, you know, when I tell her I'm going to send her something, right away she thinks I'm going to send her pictures of my Pedro Cac. You know, and I'm like, I will show it to you for real, not in pictures.
The real thing.
So that's all the news. Nothing else other than that shit.
No. What are you doing for Christmas? Anything special?
Not really. I'm just going to...
Spending it with the La Familia?
No, everybody is... Like, I have my cousin, but I hate that motherfucker. You know, and then everybody else is in the Dominican, and I cannot go over there, so fuck it. What am I going to do?
Maybe you should do a Skype Christmas with the family.
No, fuck that. I'll just go around. I'll walk around. Let's see what happens or some shit.
Look for a nice homeless girl to take home.
No, like I would, like in the past, I would have gone around looking for a hooker or some shit. Right. I don't do that shit anymore. So,
Christmas hooker.
Yeah. like you will get the discount specials and.
I got shit. You. But, the sleigh ball special.
But I don't do that shit anymore. So.
Well, good for you.
Oh, thank you. Well, Missy, we can spend it together.
I have plans.
Well, you can include me in those plans.
I cannot.
Yeah.
I don't think there's enough room in that car bed for you, Pedro.
No. We're full.
Two's a crowd.
Fucking Billy the Kid won't get to fuck for a while. Poor kid.
Yeah, I know.
I don't think, you know what, though? I don't think he's all into that idea right now either, honestly.
Listen, he would take a hand job or a blowjob any day.
Okay.
I think he's probably, like, you know, he's probably still sorting shit out in his head, too.
Well, now he'll know not to fuck her without a condom, because she ain't doing the birth control shit like she's supposed to. So that was his, his lucky shot right there. Bro, that shit happened to me, like, when I was, like, a little Pedro. That I fucked that girl, and I thought I got her pregnant, and I'm like, yo, God, I don't believe in you and shit. But fuck, if you get me out of this one, I'll never fuck a chick without a condom, bro. To this fucking day, man. You know, fuck that. That's why you cannot trust women at all, man.
No.
You know, you next day they get pregnant and shit. Fuck
you think
that.
I wanted to get pregnant?
What's up?
You think I wanted to get pregnant?
No, but you were reckless. Let's be honest here.
I mean, I'll give you that, but so is he.
Okay, you were reckless, and that's the thing.
And I'll give you that, but so is he.
It was a team effort.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's your body. You are the one in control of that shit. You're the one who's going to, like, he can say fuck it and leave you, and you're going to stuck with the baby.
Yeah.
So, like, women should be even more conscious of that
shit.
No,
I actually agree with you on that.
And the thing is, he's Billy the Kid. What do you expect? It's probably the first time he's going through some shit like that. You know, he probably didn't think he would knock you up. His sperm is not as strong enough as it has been established. So...
I feel like I'm in a courtroom listening to so there's evidence.
So he does get plausible deniability.
Touche.
You know. Now you, as the adult in the thing, you should have known. You know? But it's okay. I'm not bashing you. I'm just saying.
I got you.
Pager, you should be a lawyer.
You think so?
Absolutely.
I thought about it for a minute.
Yeah. Let us establish a timeline.
Yo, that would be cool, man.
That would be cool. You could have defended OJ.
Yeah, man. Fucking Johnny Cochran is the man. If the condom doesn't, if the condom didn't fit,
it must have quit.
You must have won.
That's great.
But yeah, Missy, yeah, I know that shit is tough for, like, anybody, not just, you know, women and shit, so. It's, but you're gonna get over it, you'll be fine, you know, I'm not saying nothing about it.
Well, thank you, I appreciate that.
Soft Pedro.
Yeah, and the new year is gonna be, I mean, this year was good for you up until this bullshit, right?
Yeah, it was a pretty good year.
Yeah, so. So look at it that way, you know, and the fact that, you know, that, I don't know, I was going to say that you shitted out the kid, but that wouldn't be the correct term.
It would not.
No.
But,
you know, I don't know, that you bled out the kid. Yeah, that's
yeah.
Bled out the kid.
Yeah, the fact that the kid was
passed,
bled out.
I think past the kid would have been better.
Yeah, that's what they've been saying.
Past the kid?
Yeah, past the kid. Instead of passing.
Like a kidney, a stone or something?
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Yeah, the same.
Or a duchy.
Jesus Christ.
But that, so it was a good thing. You know, so you had a good
definitely.
Year.
Yeah, I definitely had a good
You know, year. Now next year you have a better one, like you leave Billy the Kid and you let me give it to you.
Okay. And get some strong stuff.
Finally, we get the tension over with and get it on.
Pedro
wants two balls to drop, one on New Year's Eve and somewhere during the year on you. Oh,
God.
Somewhere on Messi. Or fucking Shannon, too. Ay, Dios
I know.
Ay, Dios mío.
Like, if she's been posting pictures, say, oh, my gosh, her lips are like, oh. But I want to do a show with her. Damn. And she's like, oh, shit. And like, I already have the concept. Everything is ready to go.
You think Shannon's going to start, like, posing differently now on her pictures? Like, she's going to start putting her lips in her mouth, like hiding them. Like
there is no way she can hide them fucking lips.
Crack himself up.
There's no fucking way. Now, the only better thing would be like, the only way Shannon could be like even hotter is if her pussy lips are in proportion to her mouth. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. I hope she's not listening to this.
Holy shit.
Holy shit. I hope she's not listening with her family. That would be uncomfortable as shit. Oh my god. Holy so are you saying you'd give her KFC down there too?
Bro, if her pussy lips are the same as her fucking mouth lips, you will put some barbecue sauce on that fucking pussy lips.
Fucking Pedro.
Oh my god.
With that blue cheese shit.
Oh shit. Oh my god, Pedro, you're fucking hilarious.
Yo. Okay, focus. I'm going to leave you.
All right, Pedro. We'll be back on after the new year. So, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, brother.
Yep. Yeah, same here. Enjoy the celebration. Missy, my apartment door is always open to you for anything.
Thank you, Pedro. Like
if you need to get away, you know, if anything. And trust me, I will keep a secret. Nobody needs to know.
Okay.
Like, even after you come here and, you know, and I take care of you and, like, take care of whatever you need and we fuck, I will always pretend like nothing happened and you're still, like, not talking to me.
That's not good for the show.
No, but I will still pretend for, you know, so she can give it to me. I got to say that, bro. Come on, Chris. Come on. Jeez, man.
Well, thank you.
Listen, I've been your number one supporter about you bagging Missy.
Thank you, thank you.
Because it would be great for the show.
Yes, it would.
Have a great new year and Feliz Navidad and all that good shit, bro. You guys, I think this was a very good year for your show and everything. So
appreciate it, man.
Thank you,
sir.
And Missy, all the good stuff for you. And Marco, I didn't know about your divorces and none of that shit until recently.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
How come you never talk about it?
We talked about it last time, but this time around I have to kind of wait till it's done.
Okay.
And we have to choose our words wisely.
Okay.
Well, Marco has to choose his words.
Well, I do, and we have to choose our words wisely here.
Like, I cannot wait for a show to open up and Marco go like, okay, fuckers, this is the bullshit that happened.
It's coming. It's coming very soon.
When is your divorce going to be final?
My divorce will be final January 14th, and then we can talk about some stuff. And as long as we don't kill character, we'll
I think
be all
Marco's
right.
Worried about me saying fucked up shit because I it's hard for me to.
We just can't. We just can't destroy somebody's character during while
we,
you know.
And
you
we didn't have to. Like, they did it themselves.
Like you could do it to me.
You
some bullshit.
You sound like Kleinberger.
Yeah.
Well, it's
we don't have to destroy
that and shit.
We don't have to destroy anybody's character. That person did it to themselves.
The thing. As long as it's not you doing it, it's cool. Like I can call her a crazy bitch all day long. I already know she is.
Yeah, you can. You can. I mean, you yeah, you can. But but if we do it with this show, she can, you know, get a lawyer and.
And she's gonna sue you guys for all the
she
money.
She can sue, but it's you know we have to stop.
Sue us for what?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
she can have her 10-year-old laptop.
Yeah, she can have her $20 microphone.
Yeah,
but I can relate to being with crazy bitches like that. Yeah. In general. So even though I don't know the details,
Pedro, let me tell you something. If we ever
crazy, but
it's not scandalous, man. It's
Pedro,
really not scandalous.
If we ever meet up in the future and hang out, right?
Yeah.
And Marco tells you the story, you will fucking die. You will die.
And here you got Marco saying, oh, it's no big deal.
It's not scandalous.
It's not scandalous or anything like crazy, like TMZ type shit. It's just, if you just hear some of the shit and how things went, you'd be like, you gotta be fucking kidding me.
Bro, I've been with really crazy bitches, so I don't doubt it. So I want to hear this shit.
Yeah, you'll hear.
Talk about it.
Marco's gonna release an autobiography at some point.
Did you ever divorce a really crazy bitch and then marry her again?
No, yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's really crazy fucking shit. Like, if she has the power to attract you back and to take, yo, Marco, now that Chris put it like that, that pussy was great, right?
I think the second time around was because they had a kid, Pedro.
Oh, because they had a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. They divorced, then they got back together, had a kid, and then they got married a couple years after the kid was around, and then they're getting divorced again.
Fucking kid. You see, Missy, you lucked out. That kid shit will fuck everything up.
Yeah, dude, you're telling me.
You know, so you lucked out. Fucking Marco.
Yeah.
That's rough. But, yo, the power of pussy, man. It's one of them things, you know. I said it before, that it's one of the life's greatest, like, paradoxes, that the craziest bitch have the best sex and have that great pussy. It's like,
oh, I don't think she was crazy. I don't think crazy had anything to do with it.
Really?
No, it wasn't about being crazy. Honestly, dude, it wasn't. She's not crazy.
She's not crazy.
Oh, no, it's not. I mean, it's not crazy. It's more, I would say it would be, I would put it in the category of chemically imbalanced, like bipolar disorder.
That's crazy.
No. Not crazy, like, you know, come at you with a knife type of crazy, or try to cut off your balls crazy. I mean, like,
nothing like that.
Hot and cold, like one moment everything's great, and like 2 seconds later it's like a shouting match, like that kind
of
stuff.
You know, I get it. That's another level of crazy. I'm just saying, like, maybe your mind crazy is violent shit. Yo, women can really fuck your life without violence, bro.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that is true.
They can really, like, really, really. That's why I don't trust them bitches.
Yeah. You know?
They can really fuck you, you know. Look at, you mentioned Jared Fogle and shit. Like, don't get me wrong, he deserves to be in prison, right?
Right. Yeah.
But he went down because he was trusting a woman that was recording his conversations while he was telling her the sick shit that he was doing. Yeah. If he had never trusted a woman, he wouldn't have gotten caught. Just saying.
That's exactly what happened to Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky. She was talking to that bitch who was recording everything. Yep.
Well,
and went out.
Well, it was Monica talking to the ugly ass motherfucker in that trip. Yeah. And she was the one who recorded everything and turned her in.
But it was a woman, once again.
Yeah, exactly.
It was a woman.
You cannot trust. I'm telling you. It's
women. Can't trust
women. You're right, Pedro. The root of all evil is women.
Definitely.
Pussy. You know, I wouldn't say that it's the rule of all evil. I just think it's unfair that women control the world supply of pussy.
It's like the oil barons.
How dare we control our own bodies?
Yeah. Pussy stocks just plummeted.
But there's the beauty of it, that many women still don't know how powerful that control is.
Yeah, they're dumb.
And that's where you got to beat them at their own game.
Yeah.
You know,
well, you know what? I'm sure there's plenty of scientists right now in other countries trying to grow a pussy for men to purchase.
I would be the first one. Like
quality control.
I thought about that shit. Like, imagine on your desk, you have literally a pile of pussy, like a stack on top of the other.
So it's like, wait. So it's like Scarface instead of cocaine, it's pussies.
Yeah, man. Yeah. And then you grab one and you suck on one. And then, you know, and then while you're sucking on one, you have the other one in your other hand, or like, you know, jerking yourself off with it. I mean,
oh,
imagine.
My God.
That. You know, and you have a stacks of it.
Oh my God.
That's the future I dream about. That's why I'm all for genetic engineering.
Oh my God.
Like imagine, like, Jesus. I haven't seen Mrs. Pussy, like, yet, but if it's beautiful and shit, it will be like, we gotta clone this motherfucker.
Kind of like what they do with the porn stars, and they make those fake pussies. The molds.
But
you're gonna actually clone just the pussy and put it on like a nice, put it on a nice frame.
No, it will be like breathing and leaving. Like,
yeah, no. Like, I agree. I'm saying, but it's gotta be on. It's gotta be mounted on something, you know, for you to use. You know what I mean? Because you want some sort of dispenser at the end of it to catch all your shit, right? I mean, you don't want to just stick your dick through it like a donut and have it all the jizz run down your fucking leg. You want something catching it, don't you?
But it could have like the absorption material that is inside of a real pussy.
You're getting all scientific right now about
this. You know, it can suck on. Like, have you ever fucked a chick like and you're slowly putting it in and you feel like the pussy like sucks your dick?
Yeah,
in?
like finger cuffs.
Those
Chinese finger cuffs where you put one finger in one end and one in the other, and as you pull,
yeah,
like that. As you pull away, it's like it gets tighter.
I don't know. I know I've had pussy that like I'm going as slow. Next thing you know, it's like it pulls me in, and I'm like, great.
It's like the dark side.
It's like the dark side. Like in Haiti, the women, I think there is a term for it. They call it cocomarde. I think that's Haitian, and it's so almost like that. Women, they train like to grab your dick with their pussy.
Jesus Christ.
And it's a great feeling, bro. So
okay, maybe I am going to go to Haiti.
If you can genetically engineer a pussy that does that on its own and it's not attached to the crazy part of it, which is the rest, the woman.
My God.
Right.
That's heaven.
Right.
That is fucking heaven.
And then we clone the titties and we put them on the pillows at night when we go to sleep.
Bro, that you know, instead of using like eye masks, you know, you would put, like I would put an eye mask during the day if I gotta sleep during the day because I work at night. You know, you will get like two titties like on your eyes.
Plop, plop.
Locking open. And it will feel so amazing.
Issues.
Okay, focus. Let me let you
bye.
Go.
All right, Pedro. Okay. Thanks, buddy. Have a good one.
Have a good one. Messi, love you.
Love
and
you,
the
Pedro.
Rest of you love you in an fuckery way.
All right. All right, Pedro.
Jesus.
You know, he's actually on this song. He's got some good ideas.
He loves the pussy. He just hates the cunt attached to it.
Pretty much.
Wow.
That's a moneymaker.
Can you imagine him doing infomercials?
Oh, man.
It's like the real thing. Oh, man. This fucking guy's great. He's probably using a pussy to wipe his mouth after he eats chicken. Look at that.
Fuck. Does he really expect her to come to his apartment?
Oh, that was the best, because like, the whole time I'm sitting there and I'm thinking Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah.
Eat the put the lotion on the skin.
Put the chicken grease.
Jesus Christ.
Wow. Reenacting Scarface with pussies on your desk.
God.
Oh, man. Yeah, you can have... You can have like you can make them in dust masks when you're doing work around the house.
Oh, that'd be great.
Your sleep apnea mask.
Yeah,
oh, Marco,
you
hook
a tube up to sleep apnea mask.
I would love that.
Eat pussy while you sleep.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Did you notice a little softer Pedro there for a minute?
Got all. Yeah, he got
he
a little
did,
nice.
That was very sweet of him.
Yeah,
we're friends again now.
See, there's a soft side.
Wait till the new year, and then it's gonna go back to.
I did want to thank Dr. Z for talking to me a bunch. He was awesome.
Dr. Z talked to you? Mm-hmm. No shit.
A lot.
Good for him. Good for you.
He was definitely looking out. He's good pupils.
Yeah,
he is. That's
all
the way from there, trying to help you out.
Yeah, he was doing everything he could. He was getting pissed off at me because I was avoiding him for a couple of days. And
he should understand. I'm sure.
No, he just started sending me constant messages like, are you fucking kidding me? These are all the things that I could have done. What is wrong with America's healthcare? Like, he's going, and I was like, listen, I've been avoiding you.
It's like 37th
and he's
in
like,
the world.
Oh,
so.
Okay. I was like, I was avoiding you, so that's my bad. And he goes, okay, tell me what's going on. I was like, okay. So I did.
You cried and peed.
But he was very sweet and very helpful.
That's
and very
nice.
Kind.
That is nice that he found time in between making bombs to reach out to you.
Well, I appreciated it. He likes my humanity. He'll do what he wants for me.
Allahu Akbar!
Fuck. Anyone from outside of America is technically an A-Rod.
Fuck. Name 11, it's the best.
The best place of A's.
What the fuck? Oh, man. So, what do you guys got planned for 2016? Any big things?
Oh, you're talking about, like, New Year's resolution?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, they're so fucking corny.
It's still early for that, though. We didn't even hit Christmas yet.
Yeah, I don't even know what I'm doing for
New Year's. I don't plan on murdering any children, if that's what you're asking.
I am also going to go with that, but I'm going to give myself a little gray area, just in case.
She's actually, for Christmas, she's getting herself a set of iron panties to go with that iron uterus.
I'm going to get one of those, like, old school fucking chastity belts. Like, fuck it.
Except she'll have the club on it.
Yeah. It's like, what the fuck's that? Listen, you don't need to know.
Is how are you guys doing so far with Christmas? Like, as far as is it me, or is the holiday not as hectic as it normally is? Does it seem
most people buy online nowadays?
Well, yeah, so but I mean, it's been crazy. Like that. It's been like that for quite a few years. I'm just saying now it doesn't.
It hasn't
seem
been
as,
hectic at all.
Yeah, no, I haven't seen much traffic. And
I did most of my shopping on Black Friday.
Did you?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, I went on the off hours, but even the traveling around there wasn't as bad. Not at all. And I've been at multiple different malls in, like, Philly, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and everything's been fun.
Three states, mm-hmm. just named.
No, Philly. Like, Philly the city, and then, like, other parts of Pennsylvania, like, rural parts.
Right, like King of Prussia.
Yeah, I've been at King of Prussia Mall. That wasn't too bad.
Right.
I've been at...
That's usually horrible.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. I was shocked. That's a fucking...
It's online, man. Chris said it. So everybody's buying online.
Yeah.
So they don't have to go
it's
out.
It's great. It's fucking awesome.
Dude, I love shopping online. Yeah. Yeah, I'm definitely a big shopper.
I've been done for a couple weeks, so.
I think I still see my roommates. Awesome.
You know, it's
way too easy. Way too easy.
Yeah. You've been done for a while, dude.
Done shopping.
Yeah, it seems to be a lot smoother than most years this year.
It's maybe it's the weather.
Yeah, that's another thing,
yeah,
man.
The weather's
they're projecting
up.
It to be like 66 on Christmas.
You would figure everybody would be going out, right? This weather, it's nice, it's not snowing, warm.
See, that's your opinion. I
they're
fucking hate this weather.
But they're probably doing other kinds of outside activities than go to the mall. It's like, we'll just order all this shit, let's go.
It's Black Friday, Cyber Monday, all this other bullshit that comes along with it.
I don't know,
Titty
man.
Tuesday.
Taco. I love tacos.
We need a taco and titty Tuesday.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. A TT Tuesday. Taco titty Tuesday.
Don't you think the weather's insane, too?
I can't stand it. And you know what? It's like, what was it, Sunday? It was like 70.
Yeah, it was warm.
And I was out back on my girlfriend's deck smoking a cigarette, and a fucking bee just lands on the handrail, like the railing of the deck.
Did it sting you?
No. It was not on me. It landed on the rail. And it was just like, it even looked like...
Confused?
Yeah. Like, it didn't... It was going one way, and it turned around, went the other way, and it's like, there's I don't know what to do. Like,
there's no flowers.
And you could tell the bee was like a fresh one, because like it's like hairs were all sticking up.
Oh, it was a baby bee.
Yeah, right. It might have been. So I flushed it down.
Apparently, I like baby bees. Yeah, I was like, I don't know why that was cute to me.
You're right.
You killed the baby bee?
No, I didn't. No, it's going to die anyway. Yeah. It's, you know, they're all going to fucking die at some point now.
Yeah, there was a spider in my fucking house.
Oh, that I've seen. Spiders are always in the house during the winter.
Not like
they always
running
like,
around like it's like, yo, where the bug's at? It's like hibernating.
Where the bug's at? I smell food. Yeah, I mean, this weather's just fucking nuts.
It's
like,
fucking
it
weird.
It's weird to leave the house so early in the morning and it's muggy and it's like, whoa. I don't even know. Sometimes you walk out and you're like, what time of year is this? Like, I don't get it. It's just, it's confusing. It's like, is it spring? You know, is it like the end of summer? What is going on right now? Like, it's just fucked up.
It's bad.
We didn't technically even have a fall.
No, we never do anymore.
And it's weird. It's like, all right, so now they're saying that, you know, Christmas Day around us is supposed to be like 66 and rainy, which is like, I just don't get it.
No,
I just don't
fucking
get it.
Weird.
You know, it's...
It's fucking weird.
So either this coming summer is going to be an absolute scorcher, or it's going to be what happened, because this is kind of the pattern that happened 2 years ago. 2 years ago, we had a mild winter.
And then
the summer was like kind of nice. It was like mostly 80, 85.
Yeah, we only had a couple days that went over 90.
Right, right. And but it was like doable.
But then the winter was that storm.
And then the winter was last winter, which was like terrible.
Yeah, it always fucking snowed.
Right. So I don't know if it's going to be the same. I don't know if this is like a new pattern or what.
I don't know. I fucking hate snow.
But now that the weather is like so warm, the allergies are back.
Yeah.
All the pollen's fucking coming back.
There's nowhere to go.
Right. I mean, I could smell the grass again. It's like, what the fuck is going on? You start closing up and, you know, not to mention, you know, everyone's getting sick. And then you put
everybody's sick.
You put your allergies on top of being sick. I mean, honestly, it's like almost like Mother Nature's like trying to thin the herd.
Pretty much.
You know?
I mean, something's wrong. This isn't right. Mm-mm. This isn't how it's supposed to be.
No.
And everybody's just kind of like, la, 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 isn't it weird? Okay.
I mean, it's just, it's crazy. It's like, you know, driving around with my windows down. Like, what the fuck is going on?
It's warm tonight, too.
Yeah.
It is
fucking foggy. Can't see shit.
Yeah, I mean, it's supposed to cool off tomorrow and Saturday, but then it's going to start warming up again come Monday. Yeah. So, I mean, this is just, I'm just not used to it. I don't like this at all.
No.
No, man. I need the cold.
Yeah.
You know, or else summer's not going to be good.
Yeah.
It's just going to be like, you know, going from
I get it.
Warm to hot. Mm-hmm. It's like, nah, doesn't work for me.
Yeah, definitely a weird December.
Yeah.
Weird end of the year.
It's more like an April. It's like April showers.
It feels like.
You know what I mean? It's constantly raining. It's just not, I don't know, it's weird. It just doesn't make any fucking sense.
Something's happened in the ozone layer.
So, like, I'm assuming that maybe by the middle or end of January, it'll start getting cold. I'm assuming. I don't know if that's going to happen. Could you imagine if we don't get any freezing temperature?
That would be fucking fantastic.
I mean, I would
I don't want to. I hate freezing cold.
I fucking hate cold weather.
I hate cold weather. I hate snow. If we don't get any snow, I'm all about that life.
Happy about that.
I don't mind a little bit, like enough to where it melts by the time you have to go to work the next day.
Yeah.
But I don't like 2 feet of fucking snow.
I don't like snow at all.
But I love the cold.
No.
You know, I don't mind it at all.
I hate being cold. Hate it. Fucking hate it. Hate it with all the passion and everything everywhere.
Jeez.
I do. I don't like it. I wish it could be summer all the time.
Oh, fuck that. I would move. I don't care about my family that much. I'd move. I'm gone. Fuck this.
You can move somewhere where it's cold
all the time. I'll go somewhere cold. I don't give a fuck.
Mystery
land. I'm thinking about it now. Like, I gotta find some place where it's cold.
But, like, all of America is.
It's all fucked up. It's all fucked up. Chicago's warm.
Everywhere is warm.
You know, Wisconsin's warm. Like, what the fuck's going on over there?
Global thanks, warming. Obama.
Yeah. Obama.
I had nothing to do with it.
Like, are other countries experiencing weird
climate I don't know. Change? I haven't talked to any other countries lately.
Well, I mean, in general, was it in the news or anything?
I heard it's snowing on the equator.
Shut up. So, snowing in Vegas?
Yeah. But it snowed in the Poconos like a week ago.
Yeah. So. Yeah, but not a lot of snow.
No, just barely any.
Like flurries.
But I thought, okay, winter's coming.
Game of Thrones?
Yeah, winter is coming.
Yeah, it's fucking nuts, man.
I'm out of here, fuckers.
Bye.
Oh, you gotta go.
Gotta go.
Where you going?
I thought you were going at 11:45.
Star Wars, bitch. Gotta get there early. Take pictures with all the retards.
Okay. Well, have fun, Chris.
All right, man.
All right, man. Enjoy.
Chris is leaving to see the new Star Wars flick.
Put it on Facebook and spoil everything.
Yeah, please spoil everything.
All right, let's raid this nigga's house.
See what he's got.
Missy, you go through his underwear drawer. Me and Mark will crack open the safe.
Right over there? Are we disturbing you?
No,
I was I fucking habit. I was about to light up a cigarette in here.
Oh, this is habit, right? I'll do that shit.
Nah,
I won't. I'm happy I don't have to fucking throw my clothes in a fucking sticky clothes in a separate
bin. Oh, stop bitching.
Wah.
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 Go fuck yourself.
Wah.
Yeah.
You know, maybe if you smoked a little bit, things would have ended up different for you.
Right. Oh, man.
So you guys.
What's up?
You guys excited for Christmas or no?
I am.
No, not this year. I'm not really feeling the holiday spirit.
Yeah,
this year.
Saying that outside. You were saying it doesn't feel Christmassy to you.
Yeah, I'm working through my own issues as far as like, you know, going through the whole, I don't care about her. It's, you know, not seeing my kid every day.
Nah, I get it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So I'm trying to, don't be sorry. It's, man.
No, like, I'm sorry for you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, like,
we're all sorry for you.
I'm sure. Just in different ways. So I'm just dealing with that stuff and, you know, my immediate family's in Florida.
So you're
where
feeling,
I probably should be.
So you're feeling lonely.
Little bit. You know, I gotta do shit on my own here. I don't really, you know, I have family and they were nice enough to shower him with gifts on his birthday on Sunday. Because I had him.
Right.
So that was kind of emotional and moving for me.
That's,
aww,
they didn't have to do that. And that just kind of was like, okay.
That's sweet.
Yeah, yeah, you know, for him. You know, not for me, obviously.
Yeah, well, you're a grown-ass man.
Yeah, yeah. They did it for him. And that was
you're like, where's my presents, bitches?
I'm not going to see any presents anymore.
Oh, nobody buys you presents?
No, nobody buys me presents.
You don't bring me presents anymore. Huh?
That makes me sad for you.
Yeah, I'm not going to open a single present.
You and Chris should exchange presents.
That's funny.
Yeah, no, we're not.
Oh, that's a sin.
Yeah.
Everybody should open up a Christmas present.
Yeah. Yeah, this, yeah.
Buy yourself something and wrap it up.
I mean, I'm going to treat myself. Don't get me wrong. Good. I'm definitely going to get something. Yourself.
I usually do that too, buy a treat yourself Christmas present.
Yeah.
I didn't buy anything this year though. Yeah.
Because I moved out in a hurry, you know, we moved in here a little bit earlier than, you know.
Really? Right. I thought it was later.
It was really earlier than we
No, it was later. I remember.
No, it was later as far as like his plans, but like I should have moved out. I wasn't financially ready.
Oh, gotcha.
You know, like I make good money, but I wasn't financially ready
right.
to move out, you know what I mean? I need to plan. So, and then you have child support now kicking in.
Right.
And then it's five weeks in a month and she wants the extra week and like it's Christmas.
Right.
I'm not gonna have it. You know? Take it, you know, mention something at court if you want that extra $265 this month. I'll have it down the road, but there's a lot of shit I have to save for.
Are you going to use your tears to jerk off on Christmas?
I am.
You should.
I am going to lube me up, myself up, my tears.
You're going to jerk off into a Santa hat?
I haven't. Here's the thing. I haven't really emotionally let go of anything yet as far as like tears.
Right.
Like I haven't. I've come close.
Right.
I was just watching like a Zales commercial. I'm like, oh, man.
Oh.
Like a diamond is forever?
No, just like you know, somebody giving a present.
Every kiss begins with K.
The kid runs up to... No, it's like a Lexus commercial. Like, the kid runs, oh, Daddy, I love your Lexus. I'm just like... Oh.
He pushes the kid out of the way.
Yeah, I know. It's not really a sad commercial. It's more of a comedy.
That's what I'm saying. It's kind of like, you know, everything. I don't know.
You know what's a good commercial? The Spearmint Gum commercial where the two kids are in high school. The couple in high school meet.
I did see it. That's a fucking awesome.
And then they kind of go throughout life.
And he always saves those
little wrappers with drawings on it. Yeah.
That was a tearjerker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or not a tearjerker.
No, it
tugs at your heartstrings.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, the commercials around Christmas are really good because they're like really warm and heartfelt. So right. I get why you're like sad.
And
like
I'm already emotional as it is.
I would have bought you a present.
I would have never guessed that, honestly.
I would have bought you a present.
I hide it. Even at work, people are like, you're going through so much, and you just smile your way through the day, and don't, you know.
Thinking, oh, yeah, that's I the get way that I, that's shit the way, all the time.
You know. What? You're trying to make me cry, and I'm not there yet, but.
Play Marco, the goddamn.
Marco, what's the music? What song play gets you?
What song gets me?
Yeah, be honest. Like, you know how you asked her?
Yeah.
What song really gets you?
I don't know.
Say
man.
Something.
No. Like, there's got to be. Everyone's got one.
No, I don't have one in particular. Like, I'll be driving home from work and I'll change and I'll be like, a slow song comes. I'm like, oh, man.
Is it like Celine
Dion? I'm like, no, nothing like that.
Dion. Near, far, where.
No, it's definitely not the Titanic.
I have no voice. I can't sing. Is it? No, let's think of sad songs.
It's not the.
Is it a Journey song?
Journey.
Well, you know, they have like Open Arms. Like,
yeah.
Open arms.
So now I'll come to you.
Oh, God. I'm about to cry just from her singing.
No, I hear you. I got one.
What?
And I.
Fuck you, cunt.
I got one.
That's my sad song.
What
was that? Hold on. I got two for you. I'll play this one first.
All right. I'll let you know if it gets me.
Girl, I must have been crazy.
This is more like a love song.
No, it isn't. No, it's not a love song. It's he
like
fucked
a
up.
Song. Yeah.
It's a breakup song.
Yeah, no, that doesn't stop. I think I'll be singing to her.
Who
more like a father-son thing.
Oh, it's a father-son thing?
That's what I miss. That's what I get emotional
just
about. Not
the
a broken...
two of us.
Nah, that's kind of cheesy.
We can make it if we
No, try. Nothing like
that. You know what is a really good sad song?
What?
I don't know if it'll pertain
Sad song say so much?
Oh, John?
No, Maxwell.
What?
I don't know. It starts off and it goes...
A Woman's Worth?
Woman's Worth, yeah. That's
you're talking about
I know, it's out of context.
It's not making... That wouldn't make me sad.
What about...
I got one.
I can't name any father-son sadness.
It's not... It's not technically a father... This isn't a father-son thing, but because it doesn't... The chorus is really... It really, it's a gut wrenching.
Let's
one.
Make Marco cry. That'll be your Christmas present.
Me cry now.
You cry.
You'd have to catch me on a day. Today was such a tough day at work.
You look emotionally drained.
You wouldn't make, you wouldn't make me cry. Today I'm just so drained. I'm just like.
You look drained.
Yeah. Today was a long day.
I wish for a fucking ad.
What about Renee by the Lost Boys?
What?
That's
what?
A sad song. She dies.
What the fuck?
I got one queued up. Once this stupid commercial's over,
yeah,
gotta wait for the fucking ads to finish. But one just popped in my head that might actually work.
Really?
Yeah.
See what it is.
Well, this one I'm gonna play because I waited for this stupid commercial to finish.
You didn't skip ad?
It wouldn't let me.
That's like
fuck?
Unholy yeah. shit of the internet.
Ah, yeah, see?
This is a good one.
This is a good one.
This used to get me.
Yeah.
I know this, though.
Yeah, you do. Everybody does. It's un-American if
this
you don't
know. This is like 94, 95.
A little later, I think.
A little later?
I think so. 96,
97. It's a song that I used to like, for sure.
Oh, this is shit right here.
We're ringing in the Christmas season with
God,
some heartbreak. This is like one of my favorite songs ever.
I know a really good sad song from this one. Oh, this is sad. Dude, do you know what fits Marco? Right
what?
Now?
What?
The Tony Rich Project. Nobody Knows.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
He wrote that about his son or his daughter or kid or something.
Yeah, there you go. And he's dying inside and nobody knows it.
Nobody knows.
I got one.
Everybody
it's actually,
knows it now.
I got one. It's a father son.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah.
We're brainstorming like.
No, this is it. This is the father son one for sure. Because it was written from a father to a son.
Oh.
Don't say it. Don't say it.
Oh, okay.
Shut up.
Okay, never mind. La 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 la.
This ain't guess the song.
Okay, but I know.
I know. She's like playing trivia.
I know because I like to know things. I'm like, I'm smart. It's music. Yeah, this is sad.
Yeah. The only difference is his kid fell 60 fucking stories to his death.
Not 6 inches into the toilet.
No.
Oh, God.
Cry, bitch.
Yeah, it's a good song.
Lucius!
Poor Lucius. That's an ugly cry.
That's me.
This is a sad fucking song.
Fuck yeah, dude. This book is sad. Shit. I don't want to think about it. That feels so bad for Eric Clapton.
This is Eric Carulli.
What the fuck is that?
Oh, that's sad.
Interesting.
So, fuck.
Marco's got his big boy pants on. He's not going to break down here.
Not tonight, no. Sad. Like I said, I had an emotional day.
What we're going to do when Marco's asleep on Christmas Day, we're going to all show up here, turn the mics on, and we're going to start blasting like sad music so we can get it all on.
I'm going to make that goddamn
I'm going to make that goddamn guy cry.
Listen, I think when we get into it, I think I probably might get emotional.
I don't believe it.
I'm going to not stop
Bob,
until you cry.
I don't believe it. I don't believe because I know you. You get uncomfortable, you start laughing, and it turns into nothing.
Well, it all depends, man. I can't promise I'm going to cry. I'm not going to force it, but...
Well, then don't talk. No, I'm just kidding.
I know when I'm thinking about it, or, you know, then it happens.
I get all, you know. Top 40 sad songs that will make you cry.
Yes. Let's see if I cry.
Well, I'm not playing the music. I'm just
going to say something.
Shut up. That's such a sad song.
How come you haven't cried yet?
I already think this
list is bullshit.
Let's call it bullshit. What's on?
Last Kiss by Pearl Jam.
Lies.
It's not
sad as fuck.
Under the Bridge by Red Hot Chili Peppers.
No, I hate that fucking
song. So do I.
That's bullshit.
Creep by Radiohead. That's not a sad.
I mean, I guess they must be talking about lyrically.
I guess. I don't know.
Is this like a grunge list? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'm not reading this. This is bullshit. I still think One Last Cry is the shit.
That's a great song.
Yeah, One Last Cry is so... Brian McKnight, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was the shit.
Yeah, man.
Fuck. He was one of... That was talented when R&B was amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I loved him.
Yeah, that's one of the... That was always one of the songs that hit me.
Yeah, that's a great
song. If you are not doing anything and you're just listening to the song, and everything could be great in life, too. If you really pay attention to the song and just get wrapped up in it, you'll actually sit there and be like, oh, shit, I need to fucking get out of here.
You're like, I got to drive.
Yeah. I got to drive. I got to drive.
It's what everybody used to do.
Yeah, everybody. Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
I just drive. I'm like, I don't have a car.
Oh, my God. Oh, I got one, but Marco loves this song.
What is it? What is it? Hear it. Put It On Me.
Okay.
Oh, no. God.
The song.
What is it? Hopefully it's not a commercial.
Let me
hear. Let's pray.
Let's pray.
Let us pray.
Are we really praying right now?
Praise Jesus.
This is my shit right here. That's all I got to hear is the chirping of the birds. I know what it is.
It seems peppy.
Nah, man.
Uh-huh. Why are the birds chirping then?
You got to know, man.
Oh!
Too much.
Back not so up
close.
Bit,
the only time you get close to the mic is when you sing to it.
Yeah.
Oh my God, this is about rain. Right?
Yeah, it's a weather song.
It's going to rain. Stand the rain.
Yeah, new edition.
Yeah, this is a great song.
Yeah. Fantastic. Except I went to see him a couple weeks ago. And Johnny Gill just didn't sound as good as he used to.
Oh, he was like the most talented one.
He got fat, too.
You know who got fat? The lead singer of Color Me Bad.
Oh, he got you.
He was on Jimmy Kimmel. He's huge.
Why was he on Jimmy Kimmel?
They do this mashup Monday where they get two different artists and sing a song together, one of their hits. Oh, my God. I didn't even recognize the guy.
Oh, my God. This is baby-making music. I think I lost my virginity to this song.
Really? Wow, this song came out in 1978.
Before I was born.
Wow.
Really? You lost your virginity to this song?
It was some song. I don't think it was really good. I don't remember.
I think she's getting confused with getting rained on.
All right, let me
put a really nice Christmas song to get, you know, to end the show on a good
note. Okay,
yeah,
positive,
man.
You know,
instead of depressing and dark,
right, exactly,
and bleak and dark.
Because I mean, you know,
this was a pretty depressing show.
It was funny, but it just, you know, it got a little carried away at the end, and
Bobby was gonna wrangle.
Huh? What?
What?
Huh?
Oh. Oh, I don't know.
You're an idiot.
Pretty much.
Oh.
I like that there were sound bites even though Chris wasn't here.
What a stupid bitch!
Oh, jeez.
Oh, God, I hope this isn't the live version.
Uh-oh.
No, you know how some things don't sound so
yep,
great.
They don't sound so good.
And this one is the live version.
Is it? Oh. Hold on. No problem. You do your thing.
You do your thing.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Do your thing, Fabio. Word.
So, are you,
I'm going to Christmas the shit out of Christmas. I'm going to go all over the place. I'm going to get all the presents. I have lots of presents for everyone.
Do you?
Yeah, I'm so excited this year.
That's good.
I did good shopping.
About time. I killed it.
Feel
bad for all the boyfriends. Did you done shopping for him? For
yeah.
Young Mike?
Done shopping for him.
Okay.
I'm good at Christmas shopping. I love Christmas shopping.
Are you really? Because I remember you weren't so much.
What, with previous?
In previous, yeah.
Yeah,
gentlemen.
I wasn't at all.
No?
I didn't give him any scarves. Yeah,
I mean, listen, you were a lot better than some people. But
touche.
No, you're good. You're a good gift giver. I can tell you that much.
Mm-hmm. It's like one eyebrow just like shit.
Who are you, the Rock?
Laid a smack down on your candy ass.
I didn't have to buy too much. I really bought
for I guess anymore. Not, dude. You can buy for your kid.
Yeah, and my nephew, and that's it.
There you go.
That is it, man.
Well, don't worry. The Christmas is coming up. We'll get better. In the meantime, just get through this one. The New Year's coming.
That's right.
There you go.
It's not that. It's not that upbringing, but.
I mean, it's Elvis, so that's always
it's
good.
Love Elvis.
This is a great. I love this song.
TCB.
TCB. You want to take us out?
Yeah, are we leaving?
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you everybody for listening.
Christmas tree.
2015. This is the last show. But we will.
It was a special show.
It was a special show. We'll be back next year. But until then, don't forget to go on iTunes, download our shows, subscribe, reviews, listen back to old episodes. This past year has been epic, to say the least. We love you. Smooches. Dick. Everybody sing. You'll be
new in a while. Not so close, guys.
I don't know the words. Christmas of wine. Could I
have a blue, 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 blue Christmas.
Christmas.
Listen, baby. I know we ain't together no more.
This is solo.
I know I married you when you were 14. Alright, we're out of here.
Deuces.
You'll be doing alright with your Christmas white. But I have a blue, 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 blue Christmas.
This concludes our broadcast day. Click.